The math, according to many observers, is pretty simple. Nobody wins the White House without winning Florida, and nobody wins Florida without winning the Hispanic vote. That's going to be a problem for Trump, who called Mexican immigrants rapists and drug dealers when he launched his campaign. Republican consultant and pollster Alex Patton says Trump's performance in the debate did little to repair the hard feelings those comments caused.
Both of these candidates think that this election is only about turning out their base and their base of supporters, and there's not, you know, much reaching across the lines going on from either one of the candidates.
Hispanics make up 17% of registered voters in Florida, but University of Florida political scientist Michael McDonald says that may not be as formidable as it sounds. Turnout among Hispanic voters tends to be low, McDonald says. Democratic consultants counter that Hispanic voters in Florida have grown more liberal than older and more conservative Miami Cubans. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.